Over food and drink, the president told just over a dozen mothers that he wanted them to know he personally and the whole leadership of the country shares their pain, that he understood nothing can replace the loss of a son, and that he wanted to listen to them firsthand to hear their assessments. Neither their replies nor the president's answers were broadcast, but questions have been repeatedly put to the Ministry of Defense and the president by women's organizations within Russia about the activities and fates of their children, as well as the freedom to talk about problems with the mobilization and recruitment process, for which criticism can currently result in prosecution. Stuart Smith, Moscow.